this Sommerfeld expansion to the chemical potential. And for the chemical potential, the integral we want to do looks like this. This the electron density is the density of states at a certain energy times the occupation that those states are occupied. When you integrate over all, if you integrate over all energies, you'll get the total number of electrons. And so in this case, the H function up here is the density of states. And this was the, so the first term should be K evaluated at the chemical potential. And that would be the integral from minus infinity to the chemical potential of the density of states times the energy. And then the second term goes like T squared. I just take it from up here. So these coefficients come here. And the derivative of the density of states I write with a prime. So this is the derivative with respect to energy. And then I have to evaluate it at the chemical potential. And made an approximation here where instead of evaluating at the chemical potential, I use the Fermi energy. Because the Fermi energy and the chemical potential are almost the same. The Fermi energy is the chemical potential at T equals zero. Okay, so now I have to think about how to do this first part of the integral here. And I take that and I break it up into two pieces. The first piece is from minus infinity to the Fermi energy of the density of states. And then I go further from the Fermi energy to the chemical potential and integrate the density of states. So that was just breaking this up into two pieces. This first piece is the electron density, because at zero temperature, the integral from minus infinity to the Fermi energy of the density of states has to give the electron density. So the first term gives us the electron density, and the second term I want to approximate by taking this small interval, mu minus the Fermi energy. So this is the distance from the Fermi energy to the chemical potential, which is a small number. And I will just say I take that distance times the value of the density of states at the Fermi energy. So the idea there is that there's some density of states that depends on energy. And here is the chemical potential. And there's a difference between the Fermi energy here. There's a difference between the Fermi energy and the chemical potential, but it's small, this difference. So I just take the Fermi energy minus the chemical potential, this width, find this height here. And the height I take as the density of states of the Fermi energy. And that gives me this last bit of the interval. Okay, so now I take this and I put it in into